Okay, wait, what? Oh, right. That was the joke. Sorry, I know you all moved on 30 seconds ago. This made me laugh. Fashionably late, as always.
Excuse me? What? Casper, don't start. You look like someone who just heard a punchline through a time portal.
I don't see the problem. You arrived at the laugh exactly when you meant to. Interesting, but wrong.
All right, Tiny Show Roadmap. Today, we tour five very relatable lag archetypes: the after-laugher, the slow clapper, the belated texter, the post-event cheerleader, and that thinking two beats late brain. We'll give two, three rehearsal lines per archetype so you can time things on purpose. Teach a two-step cue and catch ritual, read one pre-screened micro-confession, and drop producer-friendly moderation notes. Let's keep it fun today.
Hold on. Rehearsal lines? Are we now a choir of punctual misfits practicing delayed applause?
I'm not surprised. Rehearsal is the only way to make a strategic delay look intentional.
Archetype one, the after laugher. You hear the joke, you store it like a souvenir, and 30 seconds later, you unwrap it alone. Classic lines you can try. Oh, was that the joke? Perfect timing, me. Or, I like to let other people hit the laugh first. It builds suspense. Or a tiny self-edit. Right on cue. My sense of humor's running on a different clock.
Let me laugh first. Then you can all follow like a jazz band that ultimately agrees on the melody. Hold on. Let me laugh first. That's my line.
I don't see the problem. After laughers are field researchers of comedy. They collect jokes and analyze them later. Try, I'm cataloging comedic artifacts. Works every time.
Archetype two, the slow clapper. Timing is everything, but on the backbeat. Picture applause arriving like dessert, slightly delayed, but sweeter. Sample taps. I clap on the backbeat. It's a vibe. My applause prefers to arrive fashionably late. Or the classic, better late than never. Give me a reason to clap louder.
I will do a deadpan rhythm demo. That's the slow clap concept, except friendlier and with actual joy. I'm not surprised you enjoy this.
I clap on beat three. Why? Because I like to watch people notice my timing skills. Applause arriving in 3, 2, oh, there, Luz.
Archetype three, the belated texter. Notification fully moment. Imagine a tiny ping, then no reply for hours. The comic reinvention. Seen at 2, thought about it at 2:10, philosophized at 2:40. Or my favorite, my reply is a vintage release, limited edition. Rehearse. Sorry, I was composing my thought symphony.
Nope. If your text needs a museum plaque, you're belated. But I love vintage release. Use that. It's classy procrastination.
Also acceptable, thoughtful reply in progress. Short, professional, and it buys you 24 hours of consideration.
Archetype four, the post-event cheerleader and the thought two beats too late merge. You bring energy after the party, or your brain's still processing when everyone's left. Rehearsal lines, amazing speech, also unicorns. I brought the after-party enthusiasm. Or the delayed brain classic, also about what you said earlier, here's my thesis.
This is chaos, and I love it. The mix of I'm cheering now and also here's an essay is peak human behavior. Try I brought snacks, emotionally and literally.
That's incorrect. You can be a cheerleader without the essay. Keep it to one line and a smile. Amazing is often enough.
Okay, here's the heart of it. Cue and catch. Two-step ritual to make delay feel charming, not awkward. Step one, acknowledge the delay briefly, a quick line that owns it. Step two, add a small flourish or callback so your timing looks intentional. Example demonstration one, cue, short. Oh, there it is. Catch, flourish. And that's why we love dad jokes.
Whoa, I'm on a different clock. but I promise it's a vintage clock.
Practice prompt for producers and listeners. Set a stopwatch. Try the two-step with three different delays. 1 sec, 3 sec, 10 sec. And pick the version that feels most like you. Minimalism wins for deadpan. Flamboyance wins for cheerleaders.
All right, micro slot. We have one pre-screened, anonymized, text-only confession. Note, producer redaction applied per checklist. No names or locations. Reading now. I laughed in the elevator 2 floors late and pretended I was stretching my face.
Let me laugh first. Then we can all picture someone quietly stretching their face in an elevator. That is both relatable and delightfully specific.
I'm not surprised. That image is efficient and human. Nice submission.
Quick reflection. All these archetypes are small, harmless timing quirks. The trick is to make them feel like a personality choice, not a mistake. If you want to trim time, merge similar sample lines or cut a rehearsal line. Keep pacing tight. We are cheering for kindness here, not perfection.
Operational notes for producers. Short version on air. Require submissions to be text only, max 140 characters, no names, locations, timestamps, no threats or self-harm mentions. One producer pre-screens 20-30 minutes before show, redacts as needed, and prepares fallback copy if a slot is empty.
Add to that, have a redaction checklist, a staff role labeled redaction ready, and a fallback sentence that's neutral and kind if a confession can't air. Accessibility note, include a read transcript in episode notes.
And listeners, if you want to submit, send one line, text only, delayed reaction moments to our show inbox or DM us on social. Max 140 characters, no names or timestamps. We'll anonymize and pre-screen. We want your little quirks, not your private details.
Seriously, I'm not buying that you don't have 10 of these already. Send them. Let me laugh first at your delayed moments.
I can't help you when it comes to timing, but I can help you keep submissions short. 140 characters. Treat it like a tweet from a punctual person.
All right, Casper. Final quick tip. If your delay is harmless, own it with a cue and catch. If it's important, like work or safety, please be timely. We are joking with these quirks, not endorsing lateness where it matters. Stay silly, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.